USA Radio News. Speaking at a rally in South Carolina, former President Trump wants to change how America holds its elections come 2024.
The ultimate goal would be the same-day elections. Why can't we have same-day elections?
Trump went on to say mail-in ballots should only be used for military and those with health conditions. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have arrived in Warsaw to meet the U.S. ambassador to Poland. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut will also be meeting with U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne Division. As many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil, and what a U.S. defense official and an Iraqi official said was a strike launched from neighboring Iran. The Kurdish Interior Ministry says the attack caused only material damage, only one civilian was injured. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A powerful late winter storm is leaving thousands in the dark along the East Coast. The storm's high winds and heavy snowfall left more than 140,000 people without power Saturday. The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. Officials at Chernobyl say the nuclear power plant has been running on generators since the electrical system was damaged during a Russian attack last week. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the reactors at the Ukrainian plant are now dependent on diesel generators and that repairs are ongoing. Ukraine says the site is under Russian control and that 400 Russian soldiers are present full-time at the site. President Biden said the U.S. will aim to squeeze Russia's economy even further.
Banning imports of goods from several signature sectors of the Russian economy, including seafoods, vodka, and diamonds.
Biden said the Russian stock market remains closed because the second it opens, it'll fall apart. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Russian tourists are now finding themselves stranded as they are cut off from access to their money and their credit.
Thousands of Russian tourists have been left stranded in Thailand. Between sanctions issued by Western nations over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard cutting off Russian banks, the tourists aren't able to pay their hotel bills or pay for flights back home if they are able to find them. Many direct flights to Russia have been suspended as well. Many hotels have helped by offering discounted rates. The Thai government has offered 30-day visa extensions without payment and is trying to find low-cost accommodations for those forced to stay in the country longer than planned. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The White House is considering further extending the freeze on federal student loan payments, a move that could remove a looming deadline for millions of borrowers. Student debt repayments have been on pause since March of 2020. The notice did not make clear how long an extension could last. In all, the change could impact some $1.6 trillion in student loans. A North Carolina college student thanking her beginner's luck for her lottery win. Lania Ashley told lottery officials she recently bought her first lottery ticket to celebrate her 19th birthday. The ticket ended up being a $100,000 winner. She says the money will go towards paying off her degree, as well as helping her grandparents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.